In today's world, our body's immune system is critical to staying alive and healthy. Find the best immunity system building products at greengoldnaturalhealing.com. My wife and I believe so much in these products that we became representatives in order to help others. Visit greengoldnaturalhealing.com. And as always, thanks again for listening and may God bless. I'm Brian Hale. Okay, we want to give a little credit out to a couple of people there. First of all, to Tom McDonald. Tom McDonald is the artist behind the song you heard there called The Machine. That is off of the album called Renegade. And so Renegade was part of a dual album drop that day, several months ago. And The Machine is number one on the album. It's number one as far as the track number. On that album, you'll also have Hatred, Riot, End of the World, Still the One, Sheeple, some really good ones, Dirty Money. So all kinds of different good songs on there. So that's Renegade from Tom McDonald, called The Machine. And that's from HangoverGang.com.
Nice.
HangoverGang.com, everything Tom McDonald.
Yeah.
All right. And then, of course, we heard the ad for Green Gold Natural Healing.
Yes.
We got our products in. And I was just giving you a little time to get things organized there as I was kind of talking in circles about Tom McDonald. He's the guy with the tattooed face who teamed up with Ben Shapiro and kind of is known all around the globe now because of the different genres that he's hit number one in, which is multiple genres. He's titled a rapper, but he's really just talking. That's what rap is. He's talking about things that are important to a lot of people, and we've latched on to his lyrics and really kind of gotten addicted to some of the music too as well.
Yeah.
It's pretty catchy stuff. So anyway, Tom McDonald, he's given us permission, direct permission, to play any of his songs here on our radio, podcast, and to promote all of his stuff, of course. So that's hangovergang.com. Make sure you go there. Now, what do we have next, Andy?
Let's go ahead and open up our healthy living.
All right, sounds good. God gave us the miracle of natural immunity, and on Healthy Living, we discuss how we can help the body help itself through natural healing with plant medicine and other non-pharmaceutical alternatives.
Welcome to Healthy Living. All right, so we are going to be talking about balancing hormones tonight. I know that...
Cute picture.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah, I have to cut in there. It looks like you're sweating bullets trying to get these things moved around on the screen. Oh, it's so much fun. We need about 10 more screens. Let's see, how many do we have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We have 6 screens, 7, 8 screens in front of us. 2 of them are turned off. I guess it's because we don't have the 9th and 10th one on that we're having trouble here. Anyway, too many screens possibly, you say? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know,
out there?
Maybe.
Well, man, we're having fun here on Digging Deeper Live, and we hope you are too. We have a lot of serious subjects to talk to you about, but you know, we're like, what did I call us? 50-year-old, 30-year-olds, what did I say the other day? 50-year-old kids?
50-year-old kids, yes.
Yeah, or kids in their 50s.
Yeah.
Kids in their 50s. We should start a podcast called Kids in Their 50s.
I wonder who would want to join us on that one.
Yeah. Is there anybody out there that wants to join us on a podcast called Kids in Our 50s? It's people in their 50s just having fun still in life, realizing that there's more important things to do than to be divisive and negative, and there's a much more important goal in life in the end. And we talk about the end a lot here. So
right.
Now here we are at the beginning, and I better let you get started on the program. We got to balance the end and the beginning, right?
So true.
But I had to say, very cute picture there. There's a word for that rock art kind of balancing thing, isn't there? What's that called?
I don't know. Is it feng shui?
You got me.
I don't know. All right. Anyway.
So
we are talking about balancing hormones. And normally, hormone imbalance is something you hear about with women. But it's not just women that are affected.
Is that right?
Yes. Okay. So, first, let's talk about what is a hormonal imbalance. Hormones are chemicals in your body that are produced by the endocrine glands. Hormones move through your bloodstream to reach the organs and tissues in your body and regulate functions like appetite and metabolism, sleep cycles, heart rate, sexual and reproductive functions, overall growth and development, mood and stress levels, and body temperature.
Hey, I just took my stress level on my watch here. Mm-hmm. And by the way, if you want one of these devices, or if you have any kind of device that takes your biometrics,
yes,
which like your temperature, your blood pressure, your heart rate, that kind of stuff. If you have any kind of device like that, then we can actually help you get that connected to an NFT, which is an investment vehicle that will then allow you to get paid in a cryptocurrency for the data that comes off of your watch.
So right.
That's a kind of a cool deal.
It's really cool. Yeah, but you took your stress level?
I took my stress level and it was at 17.
Oh, out of 100. Nice.
It's super low. Yeah, it's like no stress tonight.
So that's great.
We're having fun here on Digging Deeper Live. Hey, shout out to our listeners. Some of them are probably missing us from last night since we had a power outage here in Texas.
Yeah, three transformers went kablooey.
All at once. And it had nothing to do with fires, had nothing to do with the weather or any kind of alien space invasion.
Might have been the
Or it
birds.
Wasn't even the government.
Might have been all the birds that show up over there.
It was probably the birds that got into transformers. Anyway, so three of them right there in the same area across from one of the big Walmarts here in this city. Mm-hmm. And boom, three transformers. Only affected about 400 people, but we're one of them in our studio here. And so we had to delay our broadcast until Saturday night. So if you're listening later in the week, then you're not going to know the difference unless you heard me say that it was on Saturday. Otherwise, we're here tonight and we're having fun. I think
yes,
I said that before.
I think you did say that before.
So now we're balancing hormones and we talked about body temperature. We could take that off of this device.
Mm-hmm.
The mood and stress level. Of course, we know about the mood rocks and the stress rings, right?
Right.
Those actually work.
Right. You and can do your sleep cycle on
Sleep cycle on here, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Heart rate on here.
Yep.
And
so about half of those you can actually test with your watch. That's
yeah,
cool.
Good. So did you know that it looks like you have written in the article here that a hormonal imbalance occurs when your body produces too much or too little of the important hormones in your bloodstream. Although an occasional irregularity is not harmful, a major imbalance can cause severe consequences to your health.
Yes.
So what are you talking about here?
Well, for women in their 40s and 50s, that's likely a sign that their body is transitioning to menopause. Those are the women who actually notice the hormonal imbalance the most.
And can attribute it to something very historical.
Right.
I mean, this is well known and you've gone
down
yep. that road.
I have. I'm still dealing with the body temperature thing.
We are speaking from experience here. Hey, we have to throw in our good joke here. That I am definitely your biggest fan.
Yes, you are. I'm getting a little warm. He's the right there, fanning away.
I grab whatever piece of whatever is nearby and it becomes a fan.
Yes, it does.
Fan blade.
Well, it's common for those entering this natural stage of life to gain weight and belly fat, sometimes called menopause belly, and experience other bothersome symptoms like sleep interrupting night sweats, hot flashes, vaginal dryness that causes pain, urinary tract infections, irregular periods, depression, thinning hair, mood swings, weight gain, and more. So be kind to the menopausal women in your life.
Oh, good plug.
We're going to listen to this video from Dr. Taz. She's going to tell us how to balance hormones naturally.
And good advice, too, I might say.
Are you having trouble balancing your hormones? Well, you're not alone. It really seems like every woman I meet with is having this very issue. And it really doesn't seem to matter the age. Everybody from my daughter's age, 13 or 14, all the way to 55, 60, everyone's got a hormone question. Here's what's happening. We are missing the mark when it comes to hormone health. There are so many aspects of hormones that are not getting addressed in the exam room. And it's not necessarily anyone woman's fault. A lot of it is just a lack of training. Much of it is just a quick delivery of medicine, which affects all medical conditions. But I want to change that, and I want to work with you to help you understand how to balance your hormones naturally. Now, here's what you need to know. So I hope you have pen and paper and you're ready to take a couple of notes. First of all, we know that the fundamentals of hormone balance actually don't even begin with hormones. They begin right here in your gut. That's right. The gut is ground zero for hormone health. It's really where the manufacturing, the processing of hormones takes place. Now, in Eastern systems of medicine, right, because we love to bring the East and the West together to really help understand how all of this fits together. In Eastern systems of medicine, the liver was actually a part of the digestive system. And if you didn't have a healthy liver, well, then in turn, you would not have healthy hormones. So we've got the gut, we've got the liver, we've got hormones. It all comes together to make a really powerhouse hormone machine. Well, here's what you need to know. First of all, you have to go to the bathroom every single day. And I'm talking bowel movements. I'm not talking just urinating, but going to the bathroom, having regular daily bowel movements, not being constipated, guys. Yes, I use the word, is all a part of having good gut function and good hormone function. So that's the first piece of it. The second piece is we have to make sure we're breaking everything down effectively. That includes the foods that you're eating just as much as it includes your hormones. So if you don't have the right digestive enzymes on board, or you're not balancing your stomach acid, then you will have an issue with your hormones. How do you know this? Well, there's bloating, where the gut sort of distends after meals. There's chronic pain or reflux. These are all signs that you don't have a healthy gut, or you're, again, just not going to the bathroom in a consistent fashion. All right, the next piece of the gut puzzle is talking about the microbiome. This is all the different bacteria that live in the belly. And if they're not balanced, you're not gonna have healthy gut function. What do I see in practice over and over again? Well, what I often see is candida, or yeast overgrowth, that in turn is leading to all kinds of digestive issues. So how do you solve candida? Well, check out one of my candida videos where I dig deep into the topic of candida to make sure you understand how to deal with that particular issue. All right, what do you do about the liver? I talked about the liver as something that's really important with hormone balance. Well, we wanna provide the liver the tools it needs to break everything down effectively. So first of all, really watch your toxic load. We wanna make sure you're not getting in too many phthalates, parabens, food additives, food dyes, toxins from your environment. Really important to pay attention to your air quality, your water quality, what you're putting on your body, and so much more. In addition to that, we want to make sure that you are really thinking about not just what you're putting on your body and all the toxins that your liver might be exposed to, but how do you support and help the liver? So the greens, things like dandelion greens, milk thistle, you can take these as teas or even as the whole root or the herb. These help to detox the liver. Did you know that one green smoothie every single day is a nice way, easy way to detox the liver, and just have fun dumping different things into it? Check out my videos all in the Kitchen Report and the Beauty Buzz, where I do tons of fun green smoothies to help you detox your liver. All right, so we've got the gut, we've got the liver, now we can talk hormone balance. Once you have those two fundamentals working together, well, then we know that you're ready to have good, strong hormone balance. Then it's time to dig a little bit more deeply into the hormones themselves. And what we know is that all hormones really require certain nutrients. We know that estrogen breakdown, even testosterone breakdown, all of it needs a good, healthy mix of different minerals. So here are the minerals you need to know. So B vitamins help with estrogen breakdown and estrogen balance. They need to be a methylated B. Methylated B vitamins really work for the whole hormone pathway. Take a look at the hormone pathway and you can see how estrogen is so dependent on all these different B vitamins with a process called methylation. The second one you really need to know is magnesium. Magnesium really helps to calm the nervous system, helps us to stay relaxed, but did you know it actually also helps with estrogen breakdown? So think about adding magnesium into your daily diet. Zinc and selenium are two additional nutrients, you know, really minerals, that also help with hormone balance. Here's why. Both of them are involved in healthy thyroid function, and we know we need the thyroid to balance estrogen and help with estrogen dominance and all these other concepts that we talk about all the time on this channel. And we also know that zinc in particular helps with testosterone management. So we've got B, magnesium, zinc, selenium, all of these working together to help you get healthy hormone balance. All right, I've given you a ton of information already in this video. Let's recap it just to make sure you caught it all. First of all, we talked about the gut. We talked about the liver. We talked about the connection between the two and how it relates back to your hormones. So with the gut, here's your cheat sheet. You want to make sure you're digesting, balancing stomach acid, looking for signs and symptoms of abdominal discomfort, or if you're not going to the bathroom every single day, or if you're going too much, and you're balancing the microbiome as well, especially looking for candida. With the liver, we want to clean up the outside, watch what you're getting in, decrease your toxic load, and make sure we're supporting the liver with a lot of greens, liver supporting herbs like dandelion or milk thistle, and that we're also making sure that we are keeping that liver clean and healthy by minimizing the sugar load, the preservative load on the liver, because that messes with the hormone insulin. Last but certainly not least is we want to look at all the nutrients that you need for good hormone balance, and that includes B vitamins, magnesium, zinc, and selenium. And they all work together to keep the fundamental hormones, right? You ready for that list? Thyroid, estrogen, insulin, progesterone, testosterone, and cortisol, even DHEA, humming and working together. All right, don't forget to like and subscribe if you like this video. And remember, I post new videos every Thursday.
All right. So she talked a lot about a lot of different aspects that we need. The first one I hit on is, are you getting enough sleep? It may be that you aren't getting enough oxygen in your sleep space. Studies show that when you open up your windows or get more plants in your room, you can improve your sleep and increase your HGH, your hormone growth levels. So that's just a little tip that you might want to consider. And she talked about the gut. Now, we talk a lot about the gut on this program. We know that everything, your health starts in the gut. And that is how your body heals itself. Maintaining a healthy gut microbiome is essential for overall well-being and involves adopting lifestyles that support the diversity and balance of beneficial bacteria in your digestive tract. We covered a lot about gut health in our Perfect Poo episode, if you caught that one. Digestive enzymes play a key role in breaking down the food you eat. These proteins speed up chemical reactions that turn nutrients into substances that your digestive tract can absorb. In an ideal world, we would eat enough raw, unprocessed food to supply ample enzymes in addition to those that occur naturally in our bodies. But the reality is our bodies only produce so many enzymes, which we also need time to replenish in between meals. Our article on digestive enzymes delved deeper into the enzymes that support your digestion and your gut microbiome as a whole. And we also have an excellent product that helps with your enzyme supply. It's called Enrich, and it is amazing stuff. It has not only lipidase, but it has protease and several other different enzymes that help you digest several things. We have had testimonials from many people who say that they used to be intolerant to foods, and because it is a multi-enzyme substance, it actually helped them be able to eat the foods they used to be sensitive to. So Enrich is amazing. So check out Green Gold Natural Healing if you want to go ahead and get that ordered. It's going to be helpful for a happy gut. So what are the best habits for a healthy gut? First, you need to eat more plants. Well, we all know that if you have a colorful plate, you got a balanced diet, right?
Speaking of the healthy gut, it also applies to cattle, because friends of ours in the cattle business, will testify to this, that good cattle growth and health starts in the gut as well. Mm-hmm. And so when they say that the cattle aren't good for the planet, they eat the green leaves, and here we are. You're telling us to eat green leaves?
Yeah.
Eat plants, right?
Eat plants. The
brighter, the better, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. True. Mm-hmm. Or the darker, if you're talking about the leafy greens. You also want to eat a wide variety of foods. Don't just stick with one kind the whole time, because, of course, you're not getting all the nutrients you need. Eat fermented foods. Fermented foods are very good for helping with your acidity levels in your gut. Find healthy ways to lower your stress. Take a walk, go punch a bag, go listen to music or go dancing. Find a healthy way to lower your stress. Commit to a regular aerobic exercise. Now, especially for those of us who are going through menopause, they do say that overly exerting your body will also produce stress. So you want to find a happy balance with your exercise and your stress levels. Also, get plenty of sleep, hydrate all day long. Water, 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 water. That's the only way to hydrate. Don't take antibiotics unless you really need to. Mm-hmm. That makes for a happy gut. The other thing she mentioned was take care of your liver. Okay? Your liver is one of the largest organs in your body, and its primary function is to filter the system by converting toxins to waste products, cleansing your blood and processing various nutrients. While a healthy lifestyle without any overindulgences is the key to a healthy liver, certain foods can help cleanse your liver. Leafy greens, cruciferous vegetables like broccoli, cabbage, and cauliflower, fatty fish like omega-3 fatty acids, infusions such as coffee, green tea, rosemary, garlic full of antibacterial agents, and selenium. She mentioned that earlier. Nuts, spices, turmeric with curcumin is a favorite, as well as ginger. Olive oil, another really good thing for your body. Fruits and berries, especially grapefruit, apples, avocados, and all citrus fruits. And alternative grains like oatmeal, brown rice, millet, and barley. These foods help cleanse the liver. However, the key to any diet is to eat with moderation and follow a strict, systematic exercise schedule. We're going to listen to Barbara here tell us a little more.
Cancer cannot get a hold on the body if the liver's working in optimum performance. Your liver is under your right rib, and if it's not happy when you push it, it'll go, don't. Very simple test. Environmental poisons coming into the body, everything goes straight to the liver. So a few facts on the liver. The liver is the largest internal organ in the body, and the liver is the only organ in the body that has the ability to regrow. And when you understand the liver, you'll understand why God made it so.
Okay, so she's brilliant, and she has really learned a lot in her years of how natural foods will help you. If you have any of these issues, you have an ill liver, digestive issues, fatigue and weakness, jaundice, weight gain, skin problems, hormonal imbalances, elevated cholesterol levels, nutrient deficiencies, a weak immune system, or cognitive problems. All of those can be signs that your liver is not happy. Okay, and Dr. Berg, one of our favorites here on this program, he's going to tell us a little more about hormones.
Okay, so today we're going to talk about hormone imbalance, okay? Now, just to make this very complex subject very simple, the endocrine system as a whole is basically the superior communication system. It has various glands that make and send hormones through the blood, and hormones are communications. So they're sent, received, and they transmit back in kind of a circuit. It's called feedback loops. So when the information gets back, then the gland can stop sending that message. If there's any type of problem along this pathway, hormones can actually go up or go down. So we call that hyper or hypo. So if it's too much in the thyroid, it'd be a condition called hyperthyroidism. If it's too low, it'll be hypothyroid. And it happens with pretty much all the different hormones, okay? They're very sensitive to the environment. Especially chemicals in our food, medications, pesticides, insecticides, toxins, because a lot of those chemicals in the environment are called endocrine disruptors. And that's because the glands and hormones, a lot of them are made from fat. And so a lot of the chemicals are fat soluble. So they kind of get stuck in there, the receptors, and they block it and they disrupt the normal flow of communication in the body. Also, there are other things, especially like with the adrenal hormones, that are very sensitive to stresses, emotional stresses, losses, physical stresses, trauma, surgery, that can alter the adrenal gland. As far as estrogen goes, the ovary is very sensitive to things in our food, especially hormones. So if you're consuming commercial dairy, for example, that has hormones, it has other chemicals, growth hormones, it can be greatly influenced. Also, birth control pills, hormonal replacement therapy. Back in the 50s, there was something called DES, diethylstilbestrol. And that was a very powerful estrogen that was supposed to prevent miscarriages until they found out 30 years later, it causes miscarriages, okay? So it created a lot of problems. Of course, they kept it on the market for 10 years later and for giving it to animals. And of course, you were eating the animals. So if you were born before 1979, you probably were exposed to it. And it creates a lot of problems with our own body. GMO foods has the herbicide called glyphosate, which also creates a lot of problems within our endocrine system as well. When you go through menopause, you have this backup organ to the ovaries, which is the adrenal glands. And if the adrenal glands are not functioning, if they're weakened, if they're stressed, if they're fatigued going through menopause, then it can't act as a backup to the ovaries because the adrenal glands make the same hormones as the ovaries and they're meant to back it up, not in the same amounts that you actually have when you're not in menopause. But the fact is, if that backup does not occur, then you get symptoms of deficiencies or sometimes even excess amounts of hormones because estrogen works with progesterone. So I don't want to get into that complexity, but I just want to let you know there's a lot of things that can interfere with the gland. And so when dealing with either a hyper or hypo hormone, a lot of times you can get lost in the forest. You have to take a bird's eye view and look at the whole scene. And I recommend support the gland, not the hormone, because the hormone is just a communication. It does what the gland tells it to do. So a lot of people kind of ignore the gland itself and they don't actually support, like the adrenal gland, for example. They're trying to manipulate the end product down here in the chain of events. The thyroid is usually secondary to other things because you have the situation where the thyroid produces hormones, but they're inactive, they're T4. They don't really do anything unless they're activated through the liver and gallbladder and the kidney. So 80% of the thyroid hormone, T4, it has to be converted into an active form, T3, through those two things. Mainly the liver and gallbladder, but about 20% through the kidney. So if you have a fatty liver or a cirrhosis of the liver or inflammatory state of the liver, hepatitis, or you don't have a gallbladder or you're missing bile, or if you have any problem in that area, boom, thyroid problem, hypo. Also, if you have too much estrogen, okay, say you have a hyperestrogen situation, that could actually inhibit the thyroid hormone, or you're taking birth control pills or hormone replacement therapy, or consuming a lot of soy, which can mimic estrogen, that can inhibit thyroid function. If you have Hashimoto's, which is really not a classic thyroid problem, it's an autoimmune, it's an immune problem that just so happens to be attacking the thyroid, that's a completely different situation. You have networks of antioxidants that is made by your body, and also you can get them from the food. And so you have this constant battle of your own cells killing off microbes, making things to kill off microbes and foreign pathogens. And so those are like hydrogen peroxide, for example, that would be one of them. Your body makes it to kill off these microbes. Well, if there's a breakdown in the antioxidant system of your body, and maybe you're not consuming enough from the diet as well, that alone can cause a buildup of hydrogen peroxide, and that can damage your thyroid. And in which case, you have to restore that system again to actually kind of counter that. Now, I have individual videos on each thing, so you can look that up, but I'm just kind of giving you an overview of what can happen. But So it's really rare to have a primary thyroid. It's usually secondary from something else. Okay. When you go to the doctor, always dig in and find out what causes the problem. Ask them, like, what could be underneath this? Don't just buy, well, things just happen for no reason and you just have to be very unlucky. Try to find out what causes it, especially if they want to treat it, because a lot of times they treat it, they treat a secondary problem, and they leave the primary problem alone. They don't look at it, and then you never get better. All right, let's get to testosterone, and I'm going to mainly focus on females for this, okay? What you need to know about testosterone is that if a woman has too much testosterone, or we're going to call it androgen, many times that can come from not necessarily being exposed to androgens, but basically having too much insulin, okay? It's more dietary from too many carbs or too much frequent eating. So you might think, well, wow, I'm like, am I getting androgen from the outside from something? No, it's being converted from another hormone. So that's what makes things very confusing. The other thing you need to know is that your adrenal glands, in addition to the ovary, makes testosterone. So if you have a hyperactive adrenal gland from some reason, that alone could spike your androgens as well, okay? So now let's take it back to cortisol. Let's just kind of cover, if you have too much cortisol, you're going to get belly fat, allergies, diabetes, because high cortisol breaks down protein, your own body, and your body will start making more sugar as well. And you're going to basically either turn your own muscle protein into sugar, or your liver is going to make more sugar, because cortisol is called a glucocorticoid. It's a hormone that makes glucose. So this alone can spike insulin. You can become diabetic just from having high cortisol, or even taking prednisone, which is a medication, a synthetic version of cortisol. Racing mind, where you're thinking, analyzing things 24/7. That happens, and eventually you start having memory loss when that happens. So it keeps you kind of in a flight or fight mode. High blood pressure, high cholesterol, probably from the chain reaction from the high insulin. And then we have low vitamin D levels. How many people have low vitamin D? I mean, it's like across the board. Round face, rosacea, which is kind of a red cheek situation. Low tolerance to stress. You can also have all sorts of immune problems with white blood cells, but I'm trying to keep it simple. All right, low cortisol. Here are the symptoms: poor immune system, viruses coming out of remission, weight loss. You start losing weight. Okay, you might say, wow, that's a great thing, but it's probably not, because you're not going to actually be healthy. It's not the healthiest way to lose weight. Yeah, your skin becomes a little bit darker, like you get a tan. This is not healthy. Vitiligo, which is those little white spots or a loss of pigment on the skin, because cortisol does influence the melanin. Salt cravings. You're going to be losing a lot of salt if you don't have enough cortisol and also enough adrenal hormones. There's other hormones involved. So you're going to be basically taking all the salt all the time, and you actually need it. Estrogen. Hypo, that means low estrogen. Depression. Dry skin, zero libido, hot flashes, night sweats, poor memory, insomnia, vaginal dryness. Other than that, you're perfectly fine. Then we have a hyperestrogen state that's too much. We call that estrogen dominance. Breast tenderness would be one symptom. Enlarged breasts, fibrocystic breasts, which are cysts in the breast or cysts in the ovary. And this is why sea kelp works for that, because the iodine helps to regulate and lower excess amounts of estrogen. Fluid retention, heavy cycles, okay, excessive bleeding, then you get anemia from that. Heavy cramping, weight gain in the lower part of your body, the hips, the butt, and the thighs, saddlebags, PMS. Again, other than that, you're good to go. I would probably avoid dairy. If you have any problems with the ovary, it's probably going to help you, especially if you have a fibroid, for example. Now, if you're going through menopause and you have estrogen problems, you should probably support the adrenal, because that's the backup organ with that. And then if you're on birth control pills, just realize that can be a contributing factor. And you really want to do organic, non-GMO, because of the chemicals involved. So you have to eat really clean if you have this problem here. Now, as far as the thyroid goes, if you're a hypo, not enough thyroid, you're going to be tired, depressed, dry skin, dry hair, loss of eyebrows, okay, especially in the outer part. I don't think I have a problem with that. Okay, brittle hair, hot flashes, night sweats, weight gain all over, not in any location, because the thyroid hormone innervates pretty much every single cell, and it increases mitochondria, which control the metabolism. That's why you're gonna have a slow metabolism. And so that's why you kind of gain weight everywhere, because everything kind of sluggish. Constipation, that's hypo. Hyper, too much thyroid. Excess sweating, nervous, you're hyper, high pulse rate. You have these protruding eyeballs, insomnia, your cycle goes away, and you lose weight. Okay, now let's talk about testosterone in women, by the way. Hypo, hair loss, decreased sex drive, depression, fatigue. And you can see fatigue is kind of a common thread with everything. And this is why when people are fatigued, you really have to look at the whole thing, because you can be fatigued from so many things. Loss of just drive. Your get up and go mojo has gone and left the building. Vaginal dryness, weight gain. Okay. Hyper, too much testosterone. Okay. Again, this is probably coming from high levels of insulin, or could be coming from an overactive adrenal, but you can have hair loss. Acne, deeper voice, facial hair, polycystic ovarian syndrome. Okay. So I just wanted to kind of give you an overview of what can happen to the endocrine system, some of the symptoms with high, too much, or too little of a hormone. Okay, so now that you kind of have a summary, it's a little complex, but the real important thing to do before you start diving down and taking remedies and supplements for any of this, you have to get your basic eating corrected. You have to clean up your eating to the point where you're not doing any chemicals in your food. It's no longer toxic. You eat very, very healthy foods. And I have a video down below of what to eat, but get that in first for a while and then see if any of these are still there. All right. Thanks for watching. So I want to know about what you think about this video. So,
so Dr. Berg is very detailed in his explanation. And I love that we can get so much information from him. One of the things he talked about was food. And so I found that one of the things we need to do is avoid high estrogen foods, especially the guys. But if we have any kind of estrogen imbalance, then the high estrogen foods could cause more problems. High estrogen foods can be harmful to your health by destroying your balance. A lot of these foods with too much estrogen today can lead to health issues like hypothyroidism, autoimmune disease, chronic fatigue, ovarian cancer, and so on. Those all sound very common in today's lingo. Eliminate the following foods from your diet and add more fruits and vegetables to naturally decrease estrogen in your body. Avoid soy. Avoid sugar. And that's kind of a given, right? Avoid conventional meat and avoid conventional dairy. He talked about the fact that conventional meat and conventional dairy, the ones you find in Walmart, for instance, those are usually fed or given hormones as they grow those animals. And so that comes into the food. So that's what he's talking about. So if you have high hormone levels in the cattle before the butchering, then you're going to have meat that has high hormone levels. That's going to cause an imbalance in your hormones. So try and go direct to farm with those. BPA plastic and Teflon pans. Now we covered this in Becoming Barbie and Ken, but the plastic also causes what they call xenohormones, and they mimic hormones. And so not only is it clogging up stuff because you've got microparticles in your body, but it's also confusing your endocrine system. If you want to start detoxing your body of estrogen, consume more cruciferous vegetables like broccoli, cauliflower, kale, collard greens, and Brussels sprouts. Milk thistle and dandelion supplements are great to support your body in the detox from estrogen as well. And right here is another video. I'm not going to play it tonight, but Dr. Josh Axe also gives you really good instructions on how to decrease that estrogen. As I mentioned in the beginning of this program, hormone imbalance is not just for women. I'm sorry, guys, but it's the truth. Testosterone is considered the primary male hormone, along with other hormones like cortisol, insulin, and thyroid. Imbalance in any of these hormones may result in any of the four main types of hormonal imbalance in men. Andropause, which is low testosterone levels, is popularly known as male menopause. Adrenal fatigue, which is low levels of cortisol, your stress hormone. And hypothyroidism, underactive thyroid, leads to low production of thyroid hormones. And hyperthyroidism is an overactive thyroid gland. After the age of 30, many men's testosterone levels start to drop, naturally. If this drop continues for too long, a man can find himself tired all the time, losing muscle mass, and losing interest in things he once loved. This unfortunate condition can be greatly improved for free by following 7 natural ways to test testosterone levels. You don't have to spend lots of time or money to raise your T level by 700 points. Several hundred points. Sorry. First thing you want to do is you want to eat enough good animal fats. Cholesterol is the main building block of testosterone. What? We talked about cholesterol not being the bad guy that we thought it was in another one of our...
It's brain food.
It is brain food. It's also testosterone food.
Wow.
Reduce the amount of sugar, starch, and simple carbohydrates. Those lead to higher insulin, which leads to lower testosterone. Decrease the stress in your life. Again, we're talking about stress levels. But you do need good motivational stress. But chronic bad stress causes cortisol levels to be higher, leading to lower testosterone again. You want to do some high intensity interval training, or they call it HIIT training. It increases testosterone and human growth hormone levels. Get in there and really get your blood pumping and lift something heavy every once in a while. The guy that talked about this, he was saying that you want to get back to your caveman days a bit. You also want to take supplements. Zinc, magnesium, and vitamin D all are good supplements to take. And even when you're out in the sun a lot, you don't always get the vitamin D you need, but vitamin D can't be used without the zinc and magnesium. So there's that. Intermittent fasting. Another episode we talked about, benefits of fasting. It increases testosterone and HGH levels, especially the 18 to 24 hour fasting. They call that the warrior diet. Hooah! Also, if you're overweight, lose some weight. And remove all xenoestrogens from your diet. That's what I was talking about before. The plastics, the Teflon. Use glass, ceramics, or stainless steel. Don't heat anything in plastic. Don't drink water that's in plastic, especially if it's been sitting in a hot car. It's going to be full of the chemicals that act like xenoestrogens. So if you want to find out more about fasting, you can go to the benefits of fasting episode there. Low testosterone is not only an energy and motivation problem, it can also be a medical problem. More research is showing an elevation in the risk of heart disease with men who have low T. Don't fall victim to low T when you can fix it with these free tips. And I know it's hard, but you got to try and take care of your body. And if you want to watch that full video, that's also in this episode, Balancing Hormones and Healthy Living page. So let's go ahead and wrap it up, and you can watch those later.
Once again, thank you for joining us for Healthy Living, working together to find natural alternatives. For more information about products that will help you with healthy living, visit greengoldnaturalhealing.com.